Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So is this still a good time to move? Is it a good time to buy a new home, sell your home? Inflation, interest rates have what, doubled in the last few months? I saw this nugget. 30% of U.S. adults say this is a good time to buy a house. That's down 23 percentage points from just a year ago, the first time that figure has been below 50%. So we wanted to ask an expert, and joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is John Schuster. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
It's going okay. I was going to ask you, I'm trying not to look at the stock market. Most people don't make decisions based on how the market is doing, but I am getting this question a lot. Is this still a good time to move?
You know, Paul, our market is still strong. It's a great market, but we are seeing some changes. And, you know, you and I have been talking about this at our forums we've been doing over the last couple of years of this shift that's coming. And I think we're beginning to see the start of that shift. As you said, you know, interest rates are up almost 2% over the last couple of months. And, you know, for every 1% increase in interest rates, it truly decreases a buyer's buying power by 10%, so that buyer that was originally approved and could max out at a $500,000 purchase is now closer to the $450,000 price point. So it's putting some downward pressure on those starter homes. But overall, it's still a strong market, and we still expect to see home price increases over the next couple of years, probably just not to the tune of the 10 and 20% that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Got it. Okay.
So, John, what about the folks, because I've known people who, of course, I always refer to you, but they say, even if we did sell our house, where would we go? Because the prices are so high, they feel like they wouldn't be able to afford another house. What's your advice there?
Well, you know, before interest rates go up even higher, we're encouraging people to still go out there and purchase, because we believe, as I said, the home prices are still going to increase. And if they're doing a lateral move, it doesn't make that big of a difference because they're going to make that much more in their home sale. There still is inventory out there, but the inventory is tight. We are currently at a 1 month supply of homes. And as we've talked about before, a balanced market is a 6 month supply of homes. So there's kind of some creative things that sellers that are going to be buyers have to do. There's some options of going to look at buying before you sell, because we know we can get your home sold, but there is some angst sometime about finding that next home. Or working with a broker that has some pocket inventory out there, some inventory that's not on the market, and that's how we've been able to get a lot of our buyers into homes over the last couple of years.
John, I know you've got this home seller forum coming up May 17th and again May 19th. So that's sneaking up. It's virtual, right? It's online?
Yeah, it's virtual. It's free. There's no obligation. It's going to be about 45 minutes long, and it's coming up here in 2 weeks, and we're having two evening sessions. And normally, Paul, we only have these in the fall, in the kind of the midwinter. Well, because of the shifting market, we thought it was more important than ever to have a couple of sessions in May. So we're excited to have them with you here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just go over to, if you're interested, johnschustergroup.com. No obligation at all, but you'll learn a lot. And if you are thinking of making a move, there's great information. johnschustergroup.com. Click the banner at the top of the page marked Home Seller Forum. I've heard these crazy stories where some of these sales with multiple offers, people are basically making their own rules, like no inspection. I mean, to me, that's a red flag. I don't care how hot the market is. You still want your home to be inspected before you sign on the dotted line, whatever you're going to buy, right?
Well, there definitely are some concerns if you're going to go into a property and not have an inspection contingency. But we've seen some buyers where there's been, you know, one, two, three dozen offers where about half those offers, the buyers are waiving their inspection contingency. Mm-hmm. And when we're representing you as a buyer, you know, the kind of red lights are flashing. We tell them all the concerns and cautions going into a purchase without doing an inspection contingency. You know, the great thing is one of the inspectors we work with are doing what they call like mini inspections where, you know, the buyer wants to go in non-contingent, not having an inspection contingency. We'll actually bring our inspector along on a showing, and they'll do, it's a quick inspection. It's kind of a half-hour inspection during that showing, and we can also mitigate some of the concern of possibly looking at adding a home warranty on to cover the mechanicals and plumbing, electrical systems. But you're absolutely correct. For a first-time buyer coming into a property, we always caution them, you really want to do a full home inspection.
Hey, are you getting requests from people that want to move, that want to convert bedrooms into Zoom rooms? And, I mean, how much of what we're seeing right now, this wanderlust, is being driven by the fact that so many people now can work from home, at least part of the time? Is that what's driving some of the demand?
Well, we are, and that's what we've seen over the last couple of years when we all went back home with COVID. But it seems like the open concept living has gone away, and the new concept that comes back is closed concept living, where people want to have dedicated space for home officing, for kids to work at if they're going to be home from school or whatnot. So we're seeing more and more where space really truly does matter when you're purchasing a home, and these open concept homes do not necessarily work how we've lived the last couple of years.
Yeah, amen.
Other than that, John, I was going to ask you if there are any trends, if there are any trends in home buying, or maybe if you're looking to sell, maybe something you might want to fix up in your home. I know homes are appealing and they're flying off the market, but any other trends that you've seen in the market lately?
You know, it's just, we've just seen a reverse in the trends where people are now looking for bigger homes, where before it was kind of, you know, homes had gotten too big a couple years ago and people were kind of looking for more smart space or smaller space. I think more space, larger yards, we're seeing people that really, they want to feel comfortable that if a lockdown ever happened again or they had to not leave their home or their block for a couple of weeks, that they have the space for them and their family to feel comfortable and to be able to spread out. So we're definitely seeing people really looking for more space, both inside their home, but also the yard. The yard is becoming very important, and in some assets like having a pool or privacy in your backyard are becoming more important.
That's my definition of an optimist, a Minnesotan with a pool or a convertible.
That's true.
I love that. Hey,
Paul, when's the shift in the weather going to happen? That's the shift we got to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Next week. And I am going to get rid of that orange shag carpeting, okay, in the lower level. I promised I would do that. I'm going to get rid of that.
We've talked about it for years, Paul. Oh, it's got to go.
I'm kind of attached to
listen.
It.
Doesn't listen.
Thank you, John Schuster.
Thanks, John.
Good talking to you guys. Have a
all
great
right.
day.
Hang in there.
Thanks, John.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.